Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. You know, many times we associate hardness with strength. Hardness, like a rock, is thought to be unmovable, unbreakable, until, well, it's not. Our hearts were not designed to be hard, but flexible, so that we may be moved by God. A hard heart is one that is unwilling to be moved or changed by God. But Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, "The king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When something is hard, instead of bending, it will break. Its hardness then becomes its greatest weakness. The hardness of it actually makes it more susceptible to destruction. So God does not want our hearts to be hard, but He wants us to have hearts that are able to be moved by Him. To have a hard heart is to be in a position where we are opposed to God, resistant of His ways, and closed off to His love. Many times when we have a hard heart, we feel like we're protecting ourselves, but really, we're blocking ourselves from receiving God's healing, wholeness, and love. So in today's episode, I want to talk about how we can pray against a hard heart. The first thing we can pray for to make sure that our hearts do not become hard is humility. Pride causes us to ultimately trust ourselves and not God. And when we don't trust God, we are not going to be inclined to allow Him to move our hearts and lead our lives. Matthew 23:12 says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." In humility, we're able to receive what it is that God has for us. We don't have to be puffed up and try to control things and try to show who we are and how strong we are. We allow God to do that for us. So praying for humility is a key component in praying against a hard heart. Next, it is important to pray for an understanding heart if we don't want to have a hard heart. We see Jesus address a hard heart in Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 20, while on a boat with his disciples. Jesus is using the example of unleavened bread to share a lesson with his disciples about sin's ability to spread, that they may be watchful and not end up like the Pharisees, who were so focused on religion and not a sincere relationship with God. Instead of hearing and understanding what Jesus was trying to teach them, they worried about forgetting to bring bread on the boat. Now, you have to realize that Jesus had previously turned a few loaves of bread into many to feed thousands. So not only are the disciples not hearing the teaching Jesus desires to share with them, they are worried about something that Jesus has already proven he can take care of. Jesus then asks, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember?" The disciples' misunderstanding of not only the teaching of Jesus, but also who he was to them hardened their hearts. When we don't have a grasp of who God is and his ability to impact our lives, our hearts become hard. The way that we can overcome this is to pray for understanding of God's word and understanding of who he truly is in our lives. The third way that we can pray against a hard heart is to pray for repentance. You know, King David was considered a man after God's own heart, yet the scriptures are very open and truthful about the many ways that he fell short. He was an adulterer, a murderer. He was prideful and had many scandals within his own household. David was far from perfect, but he acknowledged it and he repented of it. The prophet Nathan confronted David in 2 Samuel chapter 12 about his adultery and murder. When this happened, David had a few options of how he could have responded. He could have made up excuses that he was the king and could do whatever he wanted to do. He could have told Nathan to take his negativity somewhere else and that he didn't want to hear that. But instead of using his power to justify his sin, David repents before God because he recognized that although he was king, God was still greater, and ultimately David answered to God. Romans 2:5 gives this warning, "But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed." Listen, no one is perfect, but when we make excuses for our sin instead of acknowledging God's better way, we harden our hearts to living God's way. So we must pray prayers of repentance continually to make sure that our hearts stay soft to God. Next, we can pray against a hard heart when we pray for a compassionate heart. A hard heart is one that is not responsive to the needs of others. When we are unable to sympathize with others, we usually judge them and forget that we too are susceptible to any sin, hardship, or suffering. 1 John 3:17 tells us, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" The cure for an unsympathetic heart is to remember that we all fall short and that any good that we experience or accomplish is from God alone. We are not entitled to a good life, but if we have one, it's because God has allowed it. When we take this view, it's easier to respond to the needs of others. We can then pray for God to give us compassion to others when we realize that all the good we have is truly from him and not ourselves. The last way that we can pray against a hard heart is to pray for a forgiving heart. The dangerous thing about unforgiveness and resentment is that it does more harm to us than the person we are holding those negative feelings against. James 1:20 tells us, "For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." It's important that we all get to a place where our peace is more important than our feelings and desire to be angry and bitter. We have to trust God to bring about justice in his time the way that he sees fit and realize that the situations that bring up unforgiveness in our hearts, as bad as they may feel at the time, are not worth taking our peace hostage or hindering our relationship with God. Sometimes we hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness to protect ourselves from more hurt. But unfortunately, in blocking out the perceived bad that may or may not happen, we harden our hearts to block out the good that God wants to bring into our lives. A soft heart is not a weak heart, which is why the Bible speaks against having a hard heart. Listen, I get it. We live in a petri dish for growing hard hearts. but we don't have to let it harden ours. Ezekiel 36:26 tells us, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." If you find yourself with a hard heart today, it will be important for you to continue to pray for humility, understanding, repentance, compassion, and forgiveness. And we can do so knowing that when we pray to God, He hears us and He has the power to grant us the strength that only He can provide to soften our hardened hearts. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insightful and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you'll share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org. And check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Wed Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.